the support for this session, and thank you for that. Also, some concrete examples on how this discrimination has been taking shape. For instance, Afro-descendant women experience intimate partner violence. Discrimination has been taking shape. For instance, Afro-descendant women experience intimate partner violence at rates 35% higher than non-Afro-descendant counterparts, and 2 times higher at rates 35% higher than non-Afro-descendant counterparts, and 2 times higher than the rate of men and other racial groups. Such practices continue to prevail because legal and policy responses to violence against women are higher than the rate of men and other racial groups. Such practices continue to prevail because legal and policy responses to violence against women in ethnic minority groups are limited to some harmful practices such as child and forced marriage. Women in ethnic minority groups are limited to some harmful practices such as child and forced marriage or female genital mutilation. Furthermore, and I think this is also a strong point to make on data, but on disaggregation or female genital mutilation. Furthermore, and I think this is also a strong point to make on data, but on disaggregated data, data that we can work to shape policies, the experiences of Afro-descendant women, they often get subsumed in data that we can work to shape policies. The experiences of Afro-descendant women, they often get subsumed under overall data on women, which heightens patterns of inequality and also risks indicating insight under overall data on women, which heightens patterns of inequality and also risks indicating in some situations that the situation has improved, though often it's not the case. In Latin America, where most of our situations that the situation has improved, though often it's not the case. In Latin America, where most of our work on people of Afro-descendants is concentrated, I think this morning was also mentioned that Afro-descendants or people of African work on people of Afro-descendants is concentrated. I think this morning was also mentioned that Afro-descendants or people of African descent, they constitute about 1 in 3 or about 133 million people living in the Latin America and Caribbean. They constitute about 1 in 3 or about 133 million people living in the Latin America and Caribbean region today, and I'm quoting data from the World Bank 2018. But in Latin America, it is clear that in region today, and I'm quoting data from the World Bank 2018. But in Latin America, it is clear that achieving financial and physical autonomy, as well as autonomy in decision making for Afro-descendant women, can represent achieving financial and physical autonomy, as well as autonomy in decision-making for Afro-descendant women, can represent a significant achievement in the lives of all women in the region, considering